Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at how to make money from home with affiliate marketing.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever like told a friend about a cool new restaurant or a cool new app or something like that?
Yeah.
And they end up trying it out and loving it.
Yeah, all the time.
Now imagine getting a little something back each time that happens.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of like the magic behind affiliate marketing.
Hmm.
You're connecting people with products and services that they love, and you're earning a commission for each successful match.
Oh, that's interesting.
But before we all quit our day jobs and start like dreaming of passive income, let's break down the first crucial step in this whole affiliate marketing journey, which is choosing a niche.
Okay.
The source we're diving into today really emphasizes this. Even going so far as to recommend using a tool called Niche Finder Pro to evaluate market viability.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think any tool that can kind of help you understand the market landscape is valuable. But it's important to remember that data is only one piece of the puzzle. You really want to find that sweet spot where your passions intersect with a market that's actually hungry for what you'll be promoting. Because passion fuels your content.
Yeah.
It resonates with your audience.
I love that point about passion. It's not just about the numbers. The source uses the example of the health and wellness niche, which is a huge market. But if you're not genuinely interested in the topic, your content will probably fall flat.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine trying to write engaging content about keto recipes.
Yeah.
If you'd rather be talking about like the latest tech gadgets,
right,
your heart wouldn't be in it and your audience would sense that.
Totally. So let's say you brainstormed some niche ideas that you're really excited about.
Okay.
What's the next step? The source emphasizes the importance of market research.
Yeah.
But how can someone actually go about doing that?
Oh, there are so many resources available these days. You could look beyond tools like the one mentioned in the source and dive into online forums and social media groups. And even just competitor websites, just to see what people are actually searching for, what problems they're facing, and what solutions they're seeking.
That's really smart. Going beyond the numbers and getting a feel for those actual conversations happening within your niche, now that we've laid that groundwork with niche selection, let's move on to another critical decision.
Okay.
Choosing an affiliate program.
Right.
The source highlights the importance of considering commission rates and payout methods.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not just about finding a product that you love.
Right.
It's about making sure the partnership is financially viable for you as well.
Right, because high commission rates are tempting. But sometimes they come with low sales volume and vice versa.
Right.
So I think the source suggests aiming for a balance. And I completely agree.
Definitely. And we can't forget about payout methods either.
Oh, for sure.
I can see how getting paid on time and in a way that's convenient for you would be a big factor in choosing the right program.
Absolutely. Imagine hitting a major milestone with your affiliate marketing efforts, but then having to wait months to actually receive your earnings. That's like a real momentum killer.
Yeah, that would be rough. Okay, so let's say you found that perfect niche and you've got that promising affiliate program.
Okay.
What's next? The source advocates for building a website or a blog as your home base.
Yeah, makes sense.
But in a world that's like overflowing with content, what makes a website actually stand out from the crowd?
Well, the author brings up the importance of a memorable domain name. Think of it like a storefront sign. It needs to be catchy, relevant, and easy to remember.
Okay, so like your first impression.
Exactly. And of course, you need a reliable web hosting service.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If your site is constantly crashing every time someone tries to visit, you're going to be losing potential customers and commissions.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Speaking of losing customers, the source also stresses the need for a user-friendly design. They even go as far to say that a website needs to be responsive.
Hmm.
Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, so responsive design basically means that your website automatically adjusts to look good on any device, whether it's a desktop computer, a tablet, or a smartphone.
Oh, okay. So it's not just about looking pretty. It's about functionality, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be clicking your affiliate links if they can't even navigate your site properly.
Exactly.
The source also makes an interesting point about content being king. What are your thoughts on that, especially in the context of affiliate marketing?
Well, high-quality content is definitely crucial. But what's really fascinating here is how diverse that content can be. The author highlights both blog posts and videos. And I think those are great starting points.
Okay. So a blog post could be perfect for like explaining the features of a complex tech product.
Yeah.
Whereas a video might be more engaging for showcasing like a travel destination.
Yeah.
Or a beauty product in action.
Right. And of course, you can't forget about social media.
Yeah, definitely. It's a more direct way to connect with your audience, build relationships, and share those affiliate links.
It's all about choosing the right platforms for your niche and finding that balance between organic content and strategic promotion.
I agree. I think we should dive deeper into content strategies in the next part of this deep dive.
Yeah, we should definitely unpack that more.
But before we move on, I want to get your take on something else the source mentioned, SEO.
Okay.
It feels like every online business talks about SEO these days.
Yeah.
But what does it actually mean for someone just starting out with affiliate marketing?
So SEO, or search engine optimization, is basically making sure your website shows up high in search engine results.
Okay.
When people search for information that's related to your niche.
So if someone's searching for like best running shoes, you want your review of those shoes to be appearing on the first page of Google.
Exactly. If you're buried on like page 10 of the search results, no one's going to find you.
Makes sense. The source mentions using relevant keywords, but is there anything else that someone new to SEO should keep in mind?
SEO is a very complex topic.
Yeah.
And the source only kind of scratches the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But one key takeaway is that SEO is an ongoing process.
Okay, so it's not like a one-time fix. Yeah. It's about constantly refining your content, building those backlinks, and staying up to date with the latest algorithm changes.
Exactly.
Wow, it sounds like there's always more to learn when it comes to SEO.
Yeah, for sure.
I can see why the source emphasizes the importance of research and that ongoing education. But before we get too deep into like the technical aspects of SEO, let's take a step back and talk about the heart of affiliate marketing for content creation.
Right.
The author brings up something really intriguing. The power of video to engage audiences.
Yeah, video is definitely having a moment. I think it's particularly powerful for affiliate marketing.
Okay. Because it allows you to really showcase those products in action, build trust with your audience, and even inject a little bit more of your own personality into the mix.
For sure. So instead of just reading a dry product description on a page, someone could be watching a video of you actually using the product.
Yeah, and explaining its benefits. It just feels more personal and engaging.
Totally.
This brings up an interesting question. If you were going to create content in a niche that you were really passionate about, what format would feel the most authentic to you?
Oh, that's a tough one. I love the written word.
Yeah.
So blogging would definitely be my comfort zone. But I also really recognize the power of video to connect with audiences on a deeper level. So ultimately, I think it's about finding a balance
and
experimenting with different formats.
Okay. To see what really resonates best with your audience.
Yeah.
I love that approach. It's all about finding what works best for you and your audience. So we've covered a lot of ground already. But let's not forget that even the most amazing content needs an audience to see it.
Right.
The source dives into the critical topic of driving traffic to your affiliate links.
Yeah, you got to get those eyeballs on the page.
It's not enough to just build it. You got to make sure that they come.
Exactly.
The author provides some really solid advice, really emphasizing the importance of understanding your target audience.
Yeah.
Where do they actually hang out online? Are they scrolling through Instagram? Are they searching on Google? Or are they checking their email?
Right.
Answering these questions will really guide your traffic driving strategies.
It's all about being where your audience is.
The source also mentions a variety of methods like SEO, paid advertising, email marketing, and social media engagement.
Yeah, you don't have to pick just one. It's all about finding the right mix for your niche and your goals.
Right. It's like casting a net. You want to make sure that you're using the right bait and fishing in the right pond.
Exactly. To attract the right audience.
I love that analogy. Okay, so let's say you've implemented some of those traffic driving strategies and you're starting to see some clicks coming in. How do you know if those clicks are actually leading to sales? The source stresses the need for tracking performance. And specifically mentioning key performance indicators or KPIs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you break that down for us?
So KPIs are like signposts along your affiliate marketing journey.
Okay. So they tell you if you're heading in the right direction and if you're making progress towards your goals.
Right. The author specifically highlights clicks, conversion rates, and average earnings per click as essential metrics to track. But it's not just about collecting data.
Okay. It's about using that data to inform your strategies and make smarter decisions moving forward.
Exactly.
I see that. So if you're seeing a lot of clicks, but very few sales,
yeah.
that might be a sign that your content isn't quite resonating with your audience
mm-hmm.
or that your affiliate offers aren't compelling enough.
Right.
But how can someone actually track all of these metrics? The source mentions analytics tools, but that can feel a bit overwhelming for someone who's new to all of this.
It can feel daunting at first,
mm-hmm.
but there are so many user-friendly analytics tools available these days. Some are even free to use.
Oh, cool. So it's not about becoming a data scientist overnight.
No.
It's about taking small steps
mm.
and gradually building your understanding of how to track and analyze your performance.
Exactly.
Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's talk about something the source really emphasizes. Compliance and best practices.
Okay.
It's not enough to just make money. You also have to do it the right way.
Absolutely. The author reminds us that building a sustainable business
mm-hmm.
really requires transparency and authenticity. It's crucial to disclose those affiliate relationships, respect copyright laws, and provide honest reviews.
Okay.
This not only ensures that you're operating within those legal and ethical boundaries,
yeah.
but it also builds trust with your audience.
Right, and trust is everything in affiliate marketing.
Totally.
It's like that old saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
People can spot a phony a mile away. And they're much more likely to trust recommendations from someone who's upfront and honest.
For sure.
I think we should save the rest of this discussion for the next part of our deep dive.
I agree. There's a lot to unpack there.
We've covered a lot of ground already, and I'm sure our listeners are eager to process all of this information. But we're just getting started.
I'm excited for part two.
Me too.
Welcome back, everyone. We left off talking about the importance of compliance and ethical considerations.
Yeah. And I think that's a perfect segue into our next topic, building trust with your audience.
That's so true.
The source really hammers home the point that authenticity is key. It's not just about promoting any product that comes your way.
Right.
It's about genuinely believing in what you're recommending.
Exactly.
Imagine you're that friend that everyone goes to for restaurant recommendations.
Okay. Yeah.
You wouldn't suggest a place you hated.
No.
Just because they offered you a free meal, right?
Definitely not. You'd lose all credibility.
Right. It's the same with affiliate marketing. If you're constantly pushing products you don't actually believe in,
yeah.
your audience is going to see right through it.
The author of our source even suggests going a step further.
Okay.
And actually using the products or services that you're promoting.
That's interesting.
That way you can share your personal experiences and insights, which makes your recommendations much more authentic and relatable.
That's a great point. It's one thing to read a product description. But it's another thing entirely to hear from someone who's yeah. actually tried it out
mm-hmm.
and can share their honest opinion.
It's like the difference between reading a travel brochure
uh-huh.
and hearing from a friend who just got back from an amazing trip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of travel,
okay.
what are some other niches that you think lend themselves particularly well to this kind of authentic, experience-based affiliate marketing?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think any niche where personal experience and expertise are highly valued could be a great fit.
Okay.
Things like beauty and skincare, where people really rely on those reviews and tutorials.
Yeah.
Or fitness and nutrition,
uh-huh.
where people are looking for guidance and inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Even something like gardening, where people really trust recommendations
uh-huh.
from those who have actually successfully grown things.
That makes sense. Yeah, those are all excellent examples. And it highlights something really important. The best affiliate marketers are also passionate consumers. They're Ooh. Constantly trying new things, learning new skills, and sharing those discoveries with their audience.
Right. It's not just about selling. It's about being a valuable resource and a trusted guide.
The author even uses the analogy of being a matchmaker, connecting people with products and services that will truly enrich their lives.
I love that analogy. It
yeah.
really captures what affiliate marketing can be at its best. But mm-hmm. of course, even the best matchmaker needs a strategy.
Yeah, for finding those potential matches.
Right.
And that brings us back to our earlier discussion about driving traffic to your affiliate links.
Exactly.
We talked about the importance of understanding your target audience mm. and choosing the right platforms and strategies. The source dives into some specific methods,
okay.
including SEO, paid advertising, email marketing, and social media engagement.
Yeah.
But let's start with SEO, since the author seems to emphasize that quite a bit. What are some key takeaways for someone who is totally new to SEO?
Well, as we touched upon earlier, SEO is all about making your content visible to those search engines. The author recommends focusing on long-tail keywords.
Okay. Which are longer, more specific phrases that people actually search for.
So, for example, Instead of targeting running shoes,
yeah,
you might target best running shoes for marathon training or most comfortable running shoes for flat feet.
That's a good point. It's about getting really specific.
Yeah.
And targeting the exact phrases your ideal customer is typing into Google. But how do you actually know what those phrases are? The source mentions using a keyword research tool, but doesn't go into detail about which ones to use.
There's so many fantastic keyword research tools available, both free and paid.
Oh, okay.
Some popular options include Google Keyword Planner, Ahrefs, and SEMrush.
Okay.
These tools allow you to see how many people are searching for specific keywords, how competitive those keywords are, and what other related keywords you might want to target.
So it sounds like keyword research is a crucial first step in any SEO strategy.
Absolutely.
But what happens once you've identified your target keywords?
Okay.
How do you actually incorporate them into your content?
That's where things get really interesting. The author suggests weaving your keywords naturally into your content.
Okay. Both in the body text and in key places like your headlines,
yeah,
subheadings, and image alt text.
But it's important to remember that you're writing for humans,
yeah,
not just for search engines.
Right. So your content should be engaging and informative and valuable, not just stuffed full of keywords.
Right.
The source also mentions the importance of backlinks.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what those are.
So backlinks are links from other websites to your website.
Okay.
Think of them like votes of confidence from other players in your field.
Okay.
The more high-quality backlinks that you have, the more trustworthy your website appears to those search engines, which can boost your rankings.
Okay, so it's about quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But building backlinks takes time and effort. It's not about spamming links everywhere.
Okay.
It's about creating really valuable content that other people naturally want to link to.
So it's all about creating high-quality content that people find valuable and want to share.
Exactly.
That seems to be like a recurring theme in the world of affiliate marketing.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And that brings us to another powerful tool for creating engaging content.
Yeah.
Video.
Okay.
We touched upon this earlier, but I think it's worth diving a bit deeper.
Yeah, for sure.
The author highlights the fact that video can showcase products in action, build trust with your audience, and even inject a little bit of your personality into the mix.
I completely agree. Video is such a dynamic medium. It allows you to connect with your audience on a more personal level.
Yeah, and showcase your expertise and build rapport in a way that's just not possible with text alone.
Definitely.
And with platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram Reels, there are so many opportunities to reach a wider audience and create engaging video content that drives traffic to your affiliate links.
I'm curious, what are some specific types of videos that you think worked particularly well for affiliate marketing?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think product reviews are always a popular choice.
Okay.
People love to see products in action and hear from someone who's actually used them.
Uh-huh.
Tutorials and how-to videos are also great, especially if you can demonstrate how a product or service can solve a specific problem.
Makes sense.
And of course, behind the scenes, glimpses into your life or business can help build that trust and connection with your audience.
Those are all fantastic ideas. It really highlights the versatility of video and how it can be adapted to fit different niches and target audiences.
Exactly.
But let's not forget about another important aspect of affiliate marketing that the source touches upon, email marketing.
Okay.
It feels a bit old school in the age of social media, but the author seems to think it's still relevant.
Oh, it definitely is.
What are your thoughts?
Email marketing can be one of the most effective ways to nurture relationships with your audience, promote your affiliate offers, and drive sales.
I can see that. Social media algorithms are constantly changing.
Right.
But with email, you have a direct line of communication with people who've opted in to hear from you.
Exactly.
But how do you actually build an email list in the first place? The source mentions offering a lead magnet, but I'm not sure what that is.
So a lead magnet is essentially a freebie.
Okay, that you offer in exchange for someone's email address.
It could be an ebook,
yeah,
a checklist, a template, a discount code,
yeah,
or any other valuable resource that your target audience would be interested in.
That makes sense. It's like a win-win.
Exactly.
Your audience gets something valuable for free,
yeah,
and you get to add them to your email list and continue the conversation.
And build that relationship.
But what happens once you have an email list? What kind of content should you be sending out?
That's where things get really strategic. The author recommends sending a mix of content,
okay,
including valuable tips and advice,
yeah,
behind-the-scenes insights, personal stories, and of course, promotional emails showcasing your affiliate offers. It's all about finding that balance between providing value and promoting products in a way that feels authentic and engaging.
So it's not just about blasting out sales pitches every day.
No.
It's about building those relationships, nurturing trust, and positioning yourself as a valuable resource.
Right.
That seems to be a theme that runs throughout this entire deep dive.
It absolutely is. And it highlights the fact that successful affiliate marketing is about so much more than just slapping affiliate links on a website. It's about building a brand, creating valuable content, and connecting with your audience on a deeper level.
I couldn't agree more. We've covered so much ground already, but there's still so much more to explore.
I know, right?
I think we should pause here for now and give our listeners a chance to digest all of this information.
I agree, it's a lot to take in, but it's all essential knowledge for anyone looking to build a successful affiliate marketing business. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll delve into the importance of tracking your performance, analyzing your results, and constantly refining those strategies for optimal success. So stay tuned, because we're about to get even more strategic.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into affiliate marketing. We've covered so much ground already.
I know, right?
From finding your niche to crafting that compelling content, and even building an email list.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Now let's kind of shift gears
and
talk about something the source emphasizes towards the end, the importance of tracking your progress and making smart adjustments along the way.
It's like setting sail on a journey. You wouldn't just set off without a compass or a map, right?
Right.
You need to know where you're headed, how you're progressing, and if you need to course correct along the way.
Makes sense.
And that's exactly what tracking your affiliate marketing performance allows you to do.
I love that analogy. The source highlights the need to monitor key performance indicators, or KPIs. But I think it would be helpful to break that down a bit further.
Yeah.
What are some specific KPIs that affiliate marketers should be paying attention to?
Well, the author specifically mentions clicks, conversion rates, and earnings per click.
Okay.
But there are other valuable metrics to consider as well, like your website, traffic, email, open rates, and social media engagement.
So it's not just about how many people are clicking on your links.
Right.
It's about understanding that entire customer journey from the moment they discover your content to the point where they make a purchase.
Exactly. And by tracking these metrics, you can start to identify patterns and trends.
Okay.
For example, you might notice that a particular type of content consistently drives more traffic and conversions, or that a certain email subject line leads to higher open rates.
That's interesting. These insights allow you to refine your strategies and double down on what's working.
Exactly. You got to figure out what works and do more of that.
Yeah. The source even suggests using A/B testing to experiment with different approaches.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to see what resonates.
Can you explain what that means and how it might apply to affiliate marketing?
Sure. So A/B testing is essentially comparing two versions of something to see which performs better.
Okay.
For example, you could create two different versions of a landing page with slightly different headlines or calls to action, and then track which version leads to more conversions.
So it's about testing those small tweaks.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could send two different email subject lines to your list and see which one gets more opens.
It's like running these mini experiments to see what resonates best with your audience and drives the best results.
Exactly.
The source also mentions the importance of using analytics tools.
Yeah. Those are essential.
Are there any specific tools that you would recommend for affiliate marketers?
Well, the author specifically highlights Google Analytics, which is a really powerful and free tool.
Oh, that's nice. That provides a wealth of data about your website traffic and user behavior.
Other popular options include affiliate marketing dashboards provided by networks like Amazon Associates and ShareASale.
Okay. And there are many other specialized tools available, depending on your specific needs and goals.
It really just depends on what you're looking to track.
Wow, it sounds like there's a whole world of data and analytics out there for affiliate marketers to explore.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But it can also feel really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Any advice for someone who's just starting out and feeling a bit intimidated by all of this?
I would say start simple.
Okay.
Focus on the key metrics we discussed earlier. Clicks, conversions, and earnings per click. Choose one or two analytics tools that feel user-friendly and relevant to your needs. And most importantly, don't get bogged down in the data.
Right.
Remember, the goal is to use these insights to improve your strategies and drive better results.
So it's not about becoming a data scientist. It's about using data to make smarter decisions and grow your business.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
I know, it's flown by.
From choosing a niche and creating that compelling content to driving traffic, building an email list, and tracking your performance.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched upon earlier, the human element of affiliate marketing. The Source really emphasizes the importance of authenticity, trust, and building genuine connections with your audience.
Totally.
What are your final thoughts on that?
I think that's such a crucial point to end on. At the end of the day, successful affiliate marketing is about more than just making money. It's about building a community, sharing your passions, and helping others discover products and services that will genuinely enrich their lives.
Beautifully said. And I think that's what makes affiliate marketing so rewarding, when you can connect with your audience on a deeper level and help them find something that truly makes a difference in their lives. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, that concludes our deep dive into how to make money from home with affiliate marketing. We hope you found this episode insightful, inspiring, and maybe even a little bit life-changing.
It happens.
Remember, the world of affiliate marketing is vast and ever-evolving, but with the right mindset, the right strategies, and a genuine desire to help others, you can achieve some incredible things.
It's true.
Until next time, keep diving deep, keep exploring, and keep chasing those dreams.
And remember, we're always here to support you on your journey. So feel free to reach out with any questions or insights that you might have.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.